Little boy had opportunity on his birthday to go pick out a new pet. So they took him, his parents took him to the pet store, and he wanted a little puppy. And so they brought out all the little puppies. He sat there for the longest time watching them, studying them, seeing how they interacted with one another, and finally settled on one. And that little puppy, as you can imagine, was sitting there and just wagging its tail ferociously, just having a good old time. Well, later that evening when his parents get home with him, of course, they're playing with the little puppy, and they just ask the little boy, said, "Well, what made you choose that dog?" He said, "Well, I wanted the one with the happy ending." Think about that. Don't we all want a happy ending? I think we do. That's why we are in Christ. That's why we do our very best in living faithfully, is that we might have that happy ending, so to speak. I think about what Christ has done that we might have a happy ending. In fact, John 10, verse 10, we're reminded that He came that we might have life and life more abundantly. He also came that He might be victorious over death, Genesis 3 and verse 15, among numerous passages such as 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The latter half of that chapter deals with that particular point especially. But I think about all that was made possible for us that we might have that happy ending, that we might have life eternal. We think about Christ and what is it that He desires of us? He desires that we would come to Him, that we would come to Him in a full knowledge of Him. 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Timothy 2 and verse 10, as well as 2 Peter 3, as well, both Peter and the Apostle Paul both talk about the idea that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance, or that all would come to a knowledge of Him. And understanding what He has done for us. If we do, in fact, want that happy ending, life's happy ending, then we must follow our Savior. Luke 9 and verse 23 reminds us, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me," Jesus says. That was the verse that I gave our adult class at the very end of class. But also think about John 15 and verse 10. He says, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full." I think about then life's happy ending. Christ has done everything possible that we could have that ending, that we could have that happy life and life eternal. He simply says that we must obey. We must obey Him. He's the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey. Hebrews 5 and verse 8 and verse 9. We're reminded then that we must believe in Him as the Son of God and confess that faith even before men, that we would repent of our sins and be baptized to wash away our sins, and then continue to live faithfully every day, looking forward to, if you will, life's happy ending. I pray that we can see that we can have that. And that hope that we have in Christ that we've just sung about, that affords us that opportunity to have that happy ending, but also to have that happy life right now. Are you happy in Christ? If we could help or encourage you in some way this evening, won't you come to the front while we stand, while we sing this song?